Welcome to UBS On Air, and thank you for joining us. I'm James Jack, the head of UBS Wealth Management USA's Business Owner Client Segment. The coronavirus is having significant implications for small businesses, the backbone of our economy. Businesses that were vibrant and healthy just a few weeks ago now suddenly are facing odds like they never have before, and access to liquidity has become increasingly important. I'm very pleased to welcome our guest, Barry Sloan, the CEO of Newtek Business Services, to this special UBS On Air podcast. According to the Small Business Administration, or the SBA, Newtek is one of the largest SBA lenders to private businesses in the United States and provides an array of insurance and technology services for small and medium-sized businesses as well. Newtek is a publicly traded company and has had a referral relationship with UBS for both business loans and property and casualty insurance brokerage for several years. Barry, thank you for joining us.
Pleased to be here today, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Barry, these are, as I said, very unusual times. We're recording this on Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, and last night the Senate announced a deal for so-called Phase 3 legislation for coronavirus relief. Before we get into the specifics of the programs, Phase 3 and Phase 2, I just wanted you to lay the foundation as to why these programs are needed for business owners.
Well, yeah, I certainly appreciate the question. And look, I think a lot of us tend to overlook the fact that, according to the Small Business Administration, 9 out of 10 businesses in the United States are defined as small, having 500 employees and under. It's approximately 50% of non-farm GDP and 65% of net new job growth. So the small business economy is the engine in the U.S. economy. As a matter of fact, it's estimated that between 40 to 50% of all employment in the United States is basically telling everyone to stay at home, don't go out and shop, don't go to work. That segment of the market is shut. So the government has realized that it has to put money in the hands of these small business owners to bridge approximately 60 days worth of payroll, rent, and utilities to keep those businesses going. So when this virus passes or flattens, they'll be able to open up again. That's why we're seeing this rush to money right now.
That's, I think, a really great framework for what's going on here. So understanding that this is a very fluid situation and, you know, as of this recording, the actual details of the Phase 3 legislation haven't even been fully released yet. What can you tell us about what you are hearing in terms of government assistance for small businesses, whether it's the Phase 2 stimulus bill from last week or the deal announced last night?
Sure. So we are an SBA lender. We're a non-bank SBA lender, second largest in the country. We're very well plugged into what the government is trying to do. So in addition to having the money available, the difficult part is how do you get it in the hands of the business owner? And the government does not necessarily have that immediate infrastructure. Phase 2 was a disaster recovery bill which passed the Senate and the House and Trump signed. If you go to the SBA website, you can attempt to apply for this money. If you take the disaster recovery money, you're not eligible for the payroll money, which is currently in the process of being passed. The disaster recovery money is structured as a loan. I was just emailed from the SBA that site has now crashed. So the ability to get to that money is it's questionable. What's trying to be passed right now and is in still draft form, hopefully to be approved by the Senate and then by the House vote on a House of Representatives vote on Friday or Monday, would be a $300 million bill, which will go through banks and credit unions and entities like ourselves that are government guaranteed lenders, and would basically take a look at a business's payroll registry for a month, multiply it by 2.5 times. And up to $10 million make a loan to the business based upon that. If the business remains open for a period of, I believe, and all of this is moving, okay? So I'm telling you from drafts, it's not written in stone, but approximately 6 months, the loan to the business is then forgiven. It actually acts as a grant The forgiveness as it currently is situated is principal only, not interest, but the business is then in a position to open up and hit the ground running. So that's currently what is on the table. And the interest rate that's being talked about is a maximum rate of around 4%. But the goal here is to put the money in the hands of business owners that can keep people employed, not lay them off, pay the rent, pay the utilities, and then hit the ground running. That's 2.5 times the monthly payroll.
That's great to hear, because effectively that will allow businesses to and people to kind of remain in this, you know, this time, so that when this does pass, hopefully that, you know, they can get their employees back into work and begin moving forward. So just taking a step back from that, and certainly understanding that, like you mentioned, those details are still very much fluid, but why don't we think about other means of some credit that's available, and particularly the SBA? How would have things have worked with the SBA, you know, before this crisis? Just how do they work normally?
So a normal 7(a) loan, of which, you know, we have historically partnered with UBS successfully in making, it's typically a 10 to 25 year amortizing loan. So the minimum AM schedule is 10 years. That's attractive because amortizing the principal, repayment of the principal back over 10 years reduces the payment. These loans have no covenants, just pay on time. So unlike a bank loan that will have covenants as to how much a business owner can make or how much leverage or if they do an acquisition, these loans don't have those covenants. And they're typically single-digit interest rates at 2.75 over prime, which today is approximately 6%. And these loans do typically give you a greater advance rate against assets like commercial real estate, inventory, machinery, and equipment. It's a pretty big market. We work closely with UBS on it, and that's how these loans work. Comparing these types of loans to a typical bank financing, you're going to have to pay the principal back either ratably over 5 years or in a balloon maturity that's due in 5 years. Even if the amortization is low, banks typically do not lend over long periods of time, nor do credit unions or other financial institutions. And I think, you know, having a single-digit interest rate loan is also attractive. So that's something that's available in normal times and also in abnormal times.
And just for clarity, the 7(a) is the type of loan that the SBA provides. It's the law that it's referencing. Is that correct?
That's right. I think that there's other SBA programs. There's a 504 loan program that we work with UBS as well, which provides up to a 90% financing rate, but only against commercial real estate, for the acquisition of commercial real estate, the refinancing of commercial real estate. The interest rates on that are very, very low. So that's another option if you are a business. And it's important to note, and I'm glad you asked that question because it made me think. These programs are loans to businesses. So they're not loans to investor real estate. So in other words, in order for these programs to work, we must lend to a business first and then take the real estate as collateral. So if a business wanted to purchase real estate, refinance real estate where the business is in, that's the purpose of these loans. These are not loans for a multifamily unit. They're not loans for a strip mall. They're not loans for an office building. They could be loans for a motel, which is a little bit unique because the SBA looks at motels as a business, but for the most part, investor or multi-tenanted real estate, these are not loans for. We, the SBA and Newtek, are business lenders.
And so effectively, there's several different programs that the SBA has, and Newtek, like other banks, is a vehicle that the SBA uses to get the money out the door.
Correct.
Okay, great. That's really helpful. In addition to the lending side of things, Newtek also does property and casualty insurance solutions for small and lower middle market businesses. A lot of people are thinking, do I have insurance? Did I think of that ahead of time? And if so, can I even use my insurance plan for what's happening right now in this stoppage with the coronavirus? What advice do you have for business owners on thinking about whether it's existing policies that they may have, or if they don't have a policy or enough coverage for future?
Yeah, I think the, and this is an important topic for your wealth managers, financial advisors, and your end customers. There are many businesses that believe they have business interruption insurance. They may have it, but it is extremely important to note that almost every business interruption insurance policy has an exclusion against a pandemic or something of this nature. So if people think that they're going to file a claim on it because they've had to shut their business down, they better pull their policy and take a look at it. This type of coverage is typically extremely expensive and very hard to come by. But I think it's important at this time for people to really be in tune with their policies. And through their financial advisor, whether it's personal, property and casualty, auto or home, or business, workman's comp, professional liability, we could take a look at the policy, analyze it, make sure it's got the right coverage at the right price. This is an important time. Things have slowed down. Believe it or not, everyone's afraid. So it's a good idea to check to make sure your policies are correct. Get them to your FA. We can take a look at them. We don't charge for that. But they need to check those coverages because these policies are pretty tricky and they have a lot of exclusions in them.
And thinking about that, whether it's insurance or maybe some of these lending programs, not necessarily the new government programs, which we're still waiting on the details on, but just traditional SBA business lending, what are just some of the things that business owners need to get ready? What documents do they need to have in place to make the process go a little bit smoother, the application process?
I think that, and right now, the ink on the papers is still wet. However, for the payroll loan that we're talking about, they're going to need their payroll registry. They're probably going to need tax returns. They're probably going to need their utility invoices, their rent or lease information, because they're going to have to demonstrate that these are their payments. They're probably going to need bank statements to also demonstrate that they've actually made these payments. So, you know, the underwriting is going to be different. Where normal underwriting for a loan, you're looking at, you know, financial statements, projections, cash flow. This is more of a financing to keep the doors open, keep the business intact, while the business owner tells their employees to stay at home, sequester, let the virus subside, let's reduce transmissions, and then 30 or 60 days down the road, we can open up. So, you know, we will and are positioning ourselves to use our secure file vault so that a business owner can connect with their lawyer, their accountant, their in-house person. Makes it a lot easier to upload the documents and allow us to do what we do from an underwriting perspective. We're a very technologically astute lender. We've been doing this for 17 years. So business owners will need to get in touch with their lawyers, their accountants for tax returns, internal controller to make sure they've got the documents. And hopefully, you know, the bill gets passed. They supposedly are going to have 2 weeks to write the rules. Hopefully it'll get done sooner than that. When we have the rules, we can know what we're going to underwrite. Most importantly, everybody's got to be patient. If you pick up the phone and you call today, you're most likely going to hear a repeat of what I just said, which is, this is what we think. It could change, and we don't know. A week from now, 10 days from now, this could be more relevant. But if you want to get in the queue, feel free to touch base with your financial advisor.
Thanks, Barry. Now, that's really helpful. Is that important to know that something's coming, but the details, you know, are going to be worked out over the next several days. Just want to wrap things up here. Any final personal thoughts on the resiliency of small businesses in the United States and the current market?
Yeah, and I think that it's extremely important to stay healthy, positive, and have hope. We are the strongest economy in the world. The reason why the government is going to probably distribute between $2 to $6 trillion of funds, $2 to $6 trillion of funds, is because it believes it can finance this through our bonds. And one of the benefits, obviously, of this mess is that our government bonds are clearing at very low levels of interest rates. So the government is going to take approximately 20% of GDP, liquefy it, and put it in the hands of individuals. That's through phase one, which was passed by the House. Disaster recovery, phase two. The payroll program, phase three. And there will be more programs behind this. I'm pretty confident. So we've endured situations. It's going to be a 1 month to 2 month timeout. Everybody's got to go back to their quarter. And most people can survive this, provided that they maintain liquid and they keep their infrastructure, it's intact. One more last thing. It is very important, if you have a loan, keep it current. Because if you don't keep it current, then you might have a problem accessing these funds.
That's great advice, Barry. Thank you so much. On behalf of UBS On Air, Barry, thank you so much again. Barry Sloan is the CEO of Newtek Business Services. If you want more information on the government programs or what Newtek does or even other banks, reach out to your UBS financial advisor. Barry, once again, I'd like to thank you so much for your time and your insights. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you.
Products and services are provided by Newtek Business Services, LLC, and not by UBS Financial Services, Inc., or its affiliates, UBS. UBS does not act as your financial advisor in connection with the referral to Newtek Business Services. UBS makes no representations or warranties with respect to any product or service offered by Newtek Business Services, and UBS will have no input concerning such products and services. UBS and Newtek Business Services are independent of each other and do not have an agency, partnership, or employment relationship, and UBS may not act for or by Newtek Business Services in any manner. All applications or requests for products or services must be made directly with Newtek Business Services and are subject to its internal review and approval process. Newtek Business Services will compensate UBS for any referrals.